governs our capacity to govern. Governors speaking.
The question of their capacity to govern had always been, a lot of us had always known that, is not a new thing. Both at federal and state level, the level of capacity that you have is almost dismal. It's almost dismal. And it's very difficult to single out anyone to say that, oh, this is a star performer. Not in this current dispensation that we have. So I'm glad that the realization has come to them, and it came from no other person than Fayemi himself, the chairman of the Governors Forum. And he lamented yesterday that the spirit of attacks questions the ability of governors to govern their states. A lot of the governors have failed, you know. And what they have resorted to, rather than get down to the work, is rather they have resorted to populist things to, you know, endear them to the public, to the general undiscerning public, rather than put, you know, get down to the grind and get. Look at what happened, for example, in Enugu State about a week ago, when it said the whole state has almost been submerged in refuse.
Mm.
If a state governor can't handle waste disposal, what is he doing in the seat? And it's the same everywhere. You see a lot of governance on the pages of newspaper, but when you get down to the nitty-gritty, you see very little or no development at all. And it's almost across the board. So yesterday, they did some introspection, and Fayemi said that first, that leaders, we owe the victims and their relations an apology for these unwarranted acts of violence are becoming too regular, and they basically question our collective capacity to govern. The same applies to federal. It's not any different. The reason why some of us are less restive now is to say that, look, let's concentrate. In another 7 months or whatever, we have an opportunity to change, and let's see what we can make out of it. That's all. Otherwise, the story of the average Nigerian, even though some of them don't know about it, they don't feel it. Not in the sense that they are not affected, but they are consumed by the immediate gains.
Mm.
The fate of the average Nigerian now is dismal. I was asking myself the other day, why in the past 2-3 months, why have you, you know, I suddenly discovered I must go personal, so you know how it is. Why are you suddenly biting your nails? And so I engaged a friend who said something must be worrying you. And then I came to the conclusion just about a week ago.
Hmm.
There is no way you will do this nonsense job Sherif and I are doing every morning and you won't get worried. Where are you going to start from? Let's even look at your everyday existence.
Yeah.
From the heat to no light. Can you believe that? From the heat to no light. You think that you're a middle-class person, you have a generator, no diesel. No. This morning, coming to work again, yeah. I saw queues of fuel.
Yeah, I saw that last night.
So the fate of the average Nigerian in this dispensation that we have at federal and state level is dismal. Some people want to be deceived by all the rhetoric in the newspapers and all the damage control that's going on, all the populist things that are being done. Fine. You find the country has become completely lawless, because a breach of security is an indication of lawlessness. And at state, at federal level, the story is the same. Look at what Khan says yesterday. The Christian Association of Nigeria, Kaduna State Chapter, Reverend John Joseph, said in a statement that sadly, mourning is now an everyday ordeal in Kaduna. Sorry, sir, I need to correct you. It's nationwide.
It is nationwide.
We're still relatively lucky in the Southwest. Relatively. God has been kind to us. Because it's not our doing, like the Yorubas would say, kishe mimo ashe. It's not as if we've done anything spectacular. No,
right.
But if we don't brace ourselves, if those who govern us do not grab the boots by the straps and do the right things, we will be worse off. I can tell you that it's not a matter of it's not our portion. There will be no calling on God at that time to come and save you. What you should do as citizens is to call on those who govern you to do the right things, no matter whose ox is God. But personal interests, selfishness, Most of our politicians look at the cookie jar instead of looking at the welfare of people. If you continue to have that, and all you get is showmanship and whatever, you are not going to go anywhere. You are not going to go anywhere. If you get yourself sucked in by propaganda, good luck to you. The PDP says that life is now worthless under Buhari. It was worthless under the PDP too. So is this not the time? In fact, the PDP themselves had to apologize, you remember, for making our lives worthless under their own tenure. So you then ask yourselves, what is the alternative? As I'm looking at it, very little.
Hmm.
Because if you take those two parties out of the equation, there's nothing left. There's nothing left. Because well,
maybe it's even impossible to take them out of the equation.
You can't.
Because these people, when you don't vote for APC or you don't vote for PDP,
you are flat on the ground.
They still even go to the party that you are going to vote for.
Well,
so it's still same of the same.
You know why they are same of the same? Look at the executive of the new executive of the APC. If I had been unconscious in the days of Jonathan, let's say Baba Adaku fainted, and you now just wake me up and you say these are the new officials, I will say that this is an error. You are talking of the PDP and not this is a PDP executive running the APC, which shows you that they are the same of same. And politics is about structures on the ground. It's not about newspaper opportunities. It's not about press conferences. It's about structure. These two parties have held on to this. So indeed, in some states, the other party doesn't exist. Yes. In some states, the other party doesn't even, they don't even know them. So it's good to take a very long while. What I think might help, might provide some succor, if we put pressure on those carrying out reforms to let us have independent candidates. Maybe in certain areas, people may then emerge. But for as long as we have this, it's going to be same of same.
Right, indeed. Same of same it is.
You want the paper back?
Yes, please. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Let me go straight into the inside page of the Vanguard, page 6. U.S. Embassy begins interview waiver program for certain visa renewals.
Well, there's nothing to analyze in this. This is just an announcement, basically. And it's for a limited few, but we have to cater for all, Abby. So we'll say, yes, so the United States Embassy has said that the interview waiver program for visa renewals has started. So those of you who have, who in the past, have had, they call it, I think they call it Dropbox. I've never been involved in this visa thing, so I don't know. But for those of you who do Dropbox or whatever, for all it's worth, maybe now's the time if you want to scurry out. But remember, in the world, I am looking. If care is not taken, God forbid, the way things are going in Russia, Ukraine, and so on and so forth, maybe this time next year you find people rushing from Europe coming to hide in Africa.
In Africa, right?
Yes. The world, look, I'm beginning to believe. Beginning to, not that I believe, but beginning to believe that those who say the world would come to an end around this time, I think they saw something that we didn't see. But because there'll be nowhere to run to.
Because the world hasn't ended yet. No.
What you have, all you need, all you need to do is let one of these countries, European countries, get involved in the Ukraine crisis. Then you see what people saw in the 1940s during the Second World War.
Nothing is happening.
You think so?
Yeah.
What do you
It was just a nightmare they had. Let's go to the page 7. Let's do page 7.
Yeah.
Vanguard. Kaduna train attack. Controversy rages over passengers' manifest. NRC disowns online passengers' manifest. Terrorists contact families, say missing persons are with them.
Now, for those of you who haven't worked in newspapers, let me tell you, as at the time when there were no computers and so on and so forth, these stories are the what you call your lead story. Usually, will come in about 8 o'clock. So, with this new modern technology, you can still take a story at 4 a.m. So, what we are saying here is that at the time this paper went to bed, the Nigeria Railway Corporation has still not produced a manifest of the passengers. What does that tell you? Wouldn't it have been better if they told us that, sorry, we don't have a manifest? Wouldn't that have been more honorable? The story here says that efforts to get confirmation of the actual number of passengers on board from the chief executive, Freeborn, Ohiria proved abortive as he refused to respond to calls made to his mobile phone, even as text messages were sent to the phone and he couldn't reply. The managing director of the Railway Corporation cannot tell us categorically.
No, Uncle Jimmy, sorry to butt in here. Yes. But I think that, how do I say this? So I think the paper needs to do a better job, because NRC had already given the Kaduna State government the manifest. So the fact that they couldn't lay their hands on the manifest doesn't mean manifest hasn't been released.
That's good. I like that. But what is the benefit of giving the manifest to the Kaduna State government and not making it public? What if I have a relative there? As I'm sitting down, I don't even know that my relative was on that train. How many days after the incident?
But so that's the thing. We don't know whether the relatives don't have access to the manifest. It's a papers report.
Well, why can't
and they're making
why
it look
the,
as
why
though...
Why can't the managing director respond to the text and tell people, we've given the manifest to the Kaduna State government, please contact them. But how do I contact them if I don't know?
It was in the media. The Kaduna State government, you know, released a statement to that effect.
They released the statement, they didn't release the manifest.
They didn't do it. Of course, they didn't release the manifest.
But you have to release the manifest.
I think people should. I think there's a process to it.
Wait.
I think there's a process to it.
It doesn't take this long.
I don't think. Maybe the manifest is there for the families or for the passengers or for relatives of the passengers.
I like
you know,
that.
To go
I like
and
that.
Do. But I take exception to how the Vanguard.
How the Vanguard
put
it.
Because I think that it's just too cheap and. I don't
because
know.
Let me tell you, no, wait, before you condemn them, I'm not putting up an argument for them. Before you condemn them, it says that a manifest has actually surfaced in the social media that was condemned. Okay, the PRO of the Railway Corporation said, we have not put out any lists. We have not put out any lists. Efforts are being made to do so right now. We are in Kaduna to see wounded victims who are currently receiving medical attention. So I don't know the source of the list in circulation. Because they haven't put out a manifest,
yeah.
A fake one has surfaced. Mm. What is the benefit of the manifest? The benefit of a manifest is that people who don't even know.
Right.
For example, I could have a son who is a copper who said let him quickly run to see his girlfriend in Kaduna. In Kaduna. Mm. As I speak, I might not even know. So the idea of a manifest is that when things like this happen, you quickly go to check to see if you have a relative there. Now, how many days after the incident, you don't know who was who on the train? The truth is this. I suspect that there might not even be a manifest. It could be a case of just buying the ticket and boarding the train. It could be. Then what the Vanguard should do and other papers should do is to follow this process to the end.
Yeah.
Grab somebody, you know. Pascal Unoli, who is the manager of the Idu train station Abuja, said that the NRC has not released any official manifest of that train. So I doubt, he's even doubting now, the authenticity of the manifest. However, an official of the NRC pleaded anonymity and said the corporation is trying to reach out to the families concerned, particularly those who lost loved ones.
Mm.
But it still hasn't released. You should release the manifest.
Okay.
Do you now agree, or we want to continue?
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Are you still angry with the Vanguard?
I'm not angry. I just feel that they could have put this.
I was literally a listener.
Yeah.
but truly, by now, even by, I wish I could call Horace, my favorite captain here, to ask him if by any chance in the airline industry, how long it takes to release the manifest. Yes, I don't think it would take close to 5, 6, 7 days. I wish I would, maybe before 9, if you do get that, then
would you be surprised if there was no manifest at all?
I wouldn't be.
I
suspect there is no manifest. Or the manifest has been breached. Because the figures between what is the official people on the train and the suspected number, there's a bridge of about 20 to 30 persons.
Ah, it's much.
So...
Initially, we had about 900 plus people.
Yes.
And then when...
No, I'm talking about the bridge. the numbers in between, yes.
Yeah. And then the Kaduna State government came out to say that the manifest that they got, you know, showed about 360-something people.
It's not even the responsibility of the Kaduna State government to release the manifest. It's the direct responsibility of the Nigerian Railway Corporation.
I agree.
They have refused to do so.
I totally agree.
It's sad.
Mm. Let's go to The Nation, page 4 of The Nation. Train attack. Terrorists contact hostages' families. The nightmare on Abuja's Kaduna route.
Yeah, the analysis is what we're looking at here.
Okay.
There's analysis in The Nation, and they have said it's a nice, well-written, and I like the idea that, you know, they've done a very quick analysis. And they say that they're worried about even going to Kaduna at all, the nightmare on Abuja-Kaduna route. They say that to many, the Monday attack was a preventable calamity, a disaster that could have been avoided if necessary security measures had been taken. And then they give history about what happened in October last year and so on and so forth. Then they go on the history of what's going on, what also happened at the Kaduna International Airport. So the way things are going, this is what The Nation says in wrapping up this. They say, if Abuja-Kaduna road is not safe, you can't go by road. Abuja-Kaduna train that used to be a safe haven for even senators has become a death chamber. And the cost of air travel is rising daily. How will those who have anything to do in Kaduna access the state? It's almost going to become a pariah state. If you don't have very, very serious business, I don't think you'll be wanting to go to Kaduna as we speak.
I have to.
Which used to be my holiday destination.
Hey.
Oh, yes. In the days of the Kaduna Trade Fair, it was my holiday destination. It's sad.
Oh, wow.
But it's coming.
Right.
If care is not taken, yes, my major fear is that if care is not taken, it's coming. It could hit us on this side of town. Yeah. Mm.
So we're live on Facebook. We're also live on YouTube. Nigeria Info 99.3 is how you can watch live. Just type Nigeria space Info space 99.3. I have to read a couple of messages. Please permit me to do that.
Why? You don't need my permission now. Yeah, you got quata quata.
No, I am not.
Yeah, please go.
Let's start with Joy's own on YouTube. Joy says, the lady that sold ticket to me at the Kaduna Regasa station went to the generator house to print the ticket for me. They block all online ticket sales and sell to people offline at a higher price.
Wow.
That's one. Ekundaya says, there can't be a correct manifest because the ticket I once traveled on from Abuja to Kaduna didn't bear my name. My other friends on the train confirm that's the usual practice on that route.
There you are.
That's another one. Olakunle says, there is a manifest, but it's infested with terrorist names. That's why it's not released yet. Someone said part of the passengers were terrorists. Someone is covering up something. That's Olakunle's message. Is that Olakunle? That's Olakunle's message.
But it doesn't add up. So what if you have the terrorist name? The manifest is the manifest.
It's a manifest.
You haven't branded them terrorists yet anyway. The truth is there is none.
And the racketeering, especially on that route.
Yes, trust me, there is none. There's been racketeering.
They use names, fake names, to buy all of these things and resell at higher price.
The Nigerian factor. The same I hear happens on the Lagos-Ibadan route. Maybe they'll learn their lessons from this. We just can't get there. I don't know. It's not so much a leadership problem sometimes. It's our people. We have this culture of na place where man they work, na in they chop. And part of the problem is this. We need to look at it very quickly. Part of number one, public officers are badly paid. So beg, borrow, or steal, they look for the balance. They start from there. Then, of course, they take a cue from the people at the top, who not only embezzle these funds, they do so openly and almost use it to oppress you. For they and their family use it to oppress. So it's out there in the open. You know, all of us know what most of our leaders have done with our state resources, and it's out there in the open. You can't deny it, and it's done brazenly. You know, no matter, they don't give a damn. It's done brazenly. So that culture has permeated all the way down. So all the way down. So everybody at every level, you know, believes that it's chopping.
Maybe this will help also in this conversation. Yinka said that there is a manifest. We buy tickets by seat number. with name, email, and phone number. However, NRC manipulate the app.
What does that mean, manipulate the app?
So I have no idea what it means. Maybe he was just trying to say that manipulate in the sense of, I don't know really. I'm just guessing that perhaps they buy seats with numbers. So somebody with big money can just go and buy 500 seats, you know, with fake names with and fake names, emails, yes, and the rest of them.
And then, yes.
Nigeria.
Their own enemies.
IPOB rejects naming second Niger Bridge after Buhari. That's on page 9 of the Vanguard.
I stand with IPOB on this. I stand with IPOB on this. You see, our public officers and our politicians can do things that are quite embarrassing. It is an achievement that during the tenure of Buhari, you are going to build a second Niger Bridge. You can't take it away from him. Whether you call the bridge Buhari, whatever, or you call it some other name, everybody knows it was built during this. This eye service is what you get. I am sure that Buhari would never have insisted that. Indeed, I'm sure that by the time you show him this morning, he'll probably be saying that, look, I never asked you should name this after me. I probably tell them to go and name it, but they'll not be saying that, no, we cannot be seen to be shifting ground once the government has decided. Because, you see, the greatest enemies of those in power are the people that surround them. The greatest enemies of anybody in power are the people. They are the ones who keep goading you. You cannot be seen. Why would you want to call a bridge in the east? Why would you not want to name it after Buhari just because it was built during his tenure? Was it built with his money? No. Was it? What is so special about building a bridge? Why would you want to name a bridge just because? All because it was built with public funds. And this is a bridge that should have been built only since God knows when. So why would you want to name, why would you want to bring this man's name into controversy? And I stand with IPOB on this. They make a lot of political mileage out of it. But for God's sake, why don't you just call this bridge the second Niger Bridge and let's just move on. These people, there are people, brothers from the East, whether you like it or not, have been marginalized under this government. You can't run away from that truth. And now you don't want to create any tension by naming something after the same person they believe and perceive has marginalized them. And I think we should be sensitive to these things. I think the bridge should be left to just be called Second Niger Bridge. Come to think of it, as I was saying, that it doesn't matter. And I realize that all the bridges in Lagos have names. There's Kata Bridge, there's Eko Bridge, and then there's Third Mainland Bridge.
Yeah.
So call it Second Niger Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was an attempt to name it IBB Bridge. Yes. Some Lagosians, in a very subtle manner, tried to resist it without making so much. Because, again, I think it was during the military, they tried so hard. That's why till today, a lot of things happen at the back end people don't know. I was in the media then. You know, and nobody was going to have any bridge in Lagos named IBB Bridge. If you can name it by, you know, after prominent Lagosian. So it is still today, as we speak, any Lagosian you find will say it is called Third Mainland Bridge. Some people call it IBB Bridge. It's called Third Mainland Bridge. Leave this bridge alone, federal government. Let the federal government come out very quickly with a statement that...
I'm really, really sorry. I just saw something here that corroborates what you have just said.
Yes.
Adedayo says that Third Mainland Bridge was named after IBB, but no one remembers it, so it's no big deal if the Niger Bridge is named after Buhari. According to him, they may not even remember
after Buhari. It is a sensitive issue. It's like rubbing salt into an injury. Let's be honest with ourselves. Let's make it look as if the bridge is a gift. It is their right. If you are building bridges, if you spend so much money to build the Third Mainland Bridge in Lagos, why haven't you built a Niger? Why are we making it look as if it's a present to them?
But then, is it totally wrong, though? Because you have Nnamdi Azikiwe Airport in Abuja, you have in Lagos. In Abuja, you have Murtala Mohammed in Lagos. Is it totally wrong?
You can't take away the sensibilities of the name. Of the man, whether you like it or not, during the Buhari regime, the Igbos have not had their rightful place.
It doesn't mean that any monument can be named after him, especially in the north, in the east.
And then how I also believe in what I would call decency.
Yeah,
that says that you should be reserved. When I see a lot of these governors, and even here in Lagos, so many things named after the political leader. I just say to myself, I wouldn't want that. The right thing is, these things can be named maybe long after you've gone. Not once. Like, these things are eye service that your supporters used to put you in trouble. Do you think Buhari would have told them to name the bridge after me?
I don't think so.
It's a sensitive issue now. You can't run away from you can't run away from it. And I think the easy solution to it all would have been to call it the second Niger Bridge. Well, I had a friend who was a governor in one of the everything was named after him. As soon as he left office, it all disappeared. I was there one day when they said they have named the market after you. And I was looking at the sycophants.
Yeah.
You know, I was looking at them. I met some of them in the lobby outside. They were saying a completely different thing. That's when I knew how dangerous these things are. So for those who are handling the federal government, please advise, just call it the second Niger Bridge.
Let's just move on, please.
This falls under Fashola's whatever, you know, if anybody can just beg him. Don't need to name it an IBB bridge.
We're going to give you a street name. Officially, here in VI. There's one street at the side of our office. We'll name it after Jimilisu Street.
No, just leave me. You know, for now, you know, I'm on tender hooks. So leave me with these people. I'm back. I don't want anything. There's a story to tell much later.
Yes,
don't
much
worry.
Later.
Oh, you guys, just
we have to go now.
We have to go.
Thank you so much. I'm Sheriff. Crossfire is next at 8 o'clock. Stay here on Nigeria Info 99.3.
When opportunity knocks,
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.